Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well. We are in the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Yesterday, we looked at the first 11 verses of that chapter, talking about the mindset of Jesus was one of humility, one that we need to have if we're truly going to be his disciples, and especially in recognizing in this life to bow before him, to humble ourselves before him, to exalt him now before all of us are going to be doing that on the day of judgment. For some, it'll be the first time, but hopefully for all of us listening and whoever we can get to encourage to follow the same mindset, hopefully it'll just be a continuation of what we've been doing in this life. But then as we get to verse 12, and we're only going to look at two verses today in particular, we see that Paul is calling for them to continue to obey, as he says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." And so he gives them credit where credit is due. He has been very positive with the Philippians, but still calling for them to remain faithful, for them to have a united mindset, one that is united with the way Jesus was in this life in humility. And he's calling for them to continue to obey. As he notes there back in chapter 1 and verse 5, he says, "Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now." That was a reason that he was thanking God for them. And then you fast forward to chapter 4 and verses 14 and 15, and he says, "Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble, and you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. These brethren in Philippi have proven themselves to be obedient," but he's calling for them to continue, as he says, "not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence." It seems to be easier to be obedient when someone is supervising, doesn't it? And so he's saying here, not only is in my presence, but much more in my absence, I need you to continue to be obedient. He says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." And we need to understand that the working out your own salvation with fear and trembling is not an invitation for us to pick and choose how we want to be saved, work it out amongst yourselves and pick what sounds good to you. That is not what Paul is saying at all. He's also not saying that you can save yourself. We know that Jesus did the hardest part by going to the cross in obedience to God and for the sins of mankind. But to continue in our obedience, to continue with fear and trembling, as he says there. Another way to potentially translate that phrase, fear and trembling, could be with reverence and sincere loyalty. Either way, we need to have a humble mindset and understanding God is one that I should fear, both in what he could do to me if I'm not obedient, but also because of who he is as God and what he has done for me through Jesus. And so I'm going to revere him and I'm going to be loyal to him. There is a level of fear from the standpoint of being afraid of what God could do if we're not faithful to him, but also the reverence that we have for who he is, how powerful he is, and how loving and kind and just that he is, as he has provided us this way to be obedient to him and to have salvation. And so I hope we understand that's not an invitation for us to do things the way we've always done them or the way we want to do them, but to truly recognize who God is and what our place is in comparison to him. Because then verse 13 really kind of clarifies this for us. "For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure." It's all for the glory of God. That's why we're doing this. It's because we want to be in heaven with him. And folks, there is a benefit to obedience, as we see in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9, "And being made perfect, he," Jesus, "became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him." Don't you want to be part of that all who obey? There's great benefit as it leads to salvation. We'll be back tomorrow with more Press On right before lunch at the Z. Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Unfortunately, we're unable to gather until further notice due to the coronavirus outbreak, but we are updating things regularly on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam and on our website, beaverdamchurch.com. We pray that you'll stay safe and healthy. God bless you.